G'day, Daniel. Or should I say happy birthday? This is Scotty, your little Aussie battler. Am I too late to leave a birthday message? I know you're going
Yes.
live in 2 hours. Hope you can squeeze this in. Happy birthday. You don't look a day over 49.
From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Foxwood Casinos. When you want to gamble away some of your money, maybe have a good time, maybe even walk away, you know, several hundred dollars richer. Make sure you check out Foxwood Casinos in lovely buttfuck Connecticut. Check them out on the web at foxwoodcasinos.com. And don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DI Plus for a gambling discount. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined by the Foxwood Free State of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Hello. So, you know, it's in the location of buttfuck Connecticut.
I don't know. It's like it's in a really, it's like Ledyard or something. I think I went through this when I first moved up here, that there's 100,000 towns in Connecticut and we're like the second smallest state in the union. There's just like a town every 5 feet here. So I don't even know what it is.
Well, I was going to say, I believe the sponsor last week was some kind of lube.
It was yes, it was. Yes.
So the lube would be perfect for the buttfuck Connecticut. It kind of melds right together.
Right, it does. It's continuity. So, hi, Adam. Welcome back for yet another exciting episode of... I feel overexposed. I'll tell you that right now.
Overexposed?
Gene and I did a guest stint on the Bitter and Salty podcast this past week. And then on this past Monday, I recorded an episode of Greetings from Nowhere with them. So the internet is just getting more Daniel Brewer than they can handle this week.
You are in high demand, sir.
I think I shot my wad. I think I have nothing left to say or to do or whatever, except to correct an egregious error from last week. I did not start off the show by thanking Moose P for the Amazon gift card that he sent me. I would also like to thank Kevin and Molson for sending me an Amazon gift card, and my brother for sending me a actual hard copy Amazon gift card. He didn't email it to me. He sent me
That's like at
one.
Christmas when people think, oh, you know, the best thing that we could do for Christmas is we could make handmade presents. And
that's
you
right.
get, like, you know, knitted comrades.
The people can't see, because you and I are on video here and they can't see it, but I just want to explain it to them. It's a Amazon gift card made out of macaroni art. It's a
exactly.
handmade macaroni art.
You know,
Amazon
I love the use of the dried gourd.
It is.
It really brings out the color of the Amazon colors.
It does, yeah.
I love it.
Gourd-colored smile. So, hi, Adam.
Hi, Daniel. I think you just had a bit that.
Do we already do that? Yeah, okay. As we are every Thursday night, we are streaming live on Pride 48, on the new Pride 48, on the new IP addresses and everything. So hopefully you're, if you're having problems listening to Pride 48 on the normal device that you would normally listen to it on, like by TuneIn Radio or using the Big Fatty app or any of the normal ways in which you have heard it, and you are now listening to our podcast that you have downloaded.
I was going to say, if you're listening now and you're
I'm just trying to say, Pride 48 got moved. Our hosting server moved us to a different IP address this past week, and we have resubmitted our IP address to all the places that we normally are found through, but they have not yet updated all of them. So it's always safe to go to pride48.com and click on any of the links at the top of the page to listen. So I just wanted to point that out. So TuneIn Radio is the firm that that's the one I use. So I'm hoping that they update that soon, because
I have to comment on something. I looked over here. Some of you might have heard a weird noise as Daniel was talking just now. because like I didn't turn my, yes. the noise that you just heard again, because I didn't turn the stupid volume down on my phone. I was like, ooh, I've got a text message. Let me look and see who it is. It is Daniel J. Brewer III.
Yes.
Saying, you joining me tonight?
Oh my God, I sent that text out like 20 minutes ago.
Now, I want to say that 99.9% of the time, I am sitting in this studio 20 to 30 minutes ahead of time, and 5 minutes after 10 o'clock, Daniel Brewer decides he wants to saunter into the studio and turn things on. The one day that I'm... Now, I wasn't even late. It was 2 minutes... By the way, can I just
say something that I find to be absolutely fact? Did you know that 75% of statistics are just made up?
Well, yes. Yes. That's so funny. Anyway, the one time, and I wasn't even late, ladies and gentlemen, I was 5 feet away from the studio, 3 minutes before recording time, finishing up, getting everything together, and I get a bitchy message going, are you joining me?
It was not a bitchy message. It was 9:59, and you're normally early.
You're adding minutes now. It was 9:58.
But anyway, it doesn't matter. You know, I'm in a different time zone than you. So what was I going to say? Oh, I was going to say, I would like to say a hello, a very special hello to the chat room that has joined us here this evening. We have Brian from Cheap Blue Guitar. We have Kratos. We now know how to say it correctly. Kratos77. We have Molson, who has his caps lock stock. And we have Mr. Mike, 1972. And, you know, then two idlers that we've never heard of before. So welcome to those of you who have joined us in the chat room. Thank you for finding our new IP address.
You know what it means when we have only a few people in the chat room?
It means that what?
It means Pod Cubs ended early, and so everyone left. Because if they go right up to time, we get bleedovers, you know, from the show before.
Right. You know, but that's not... Here's the thing. When I was on that Greetings from Nowhere show, they have a mystery caller who uses a computer voice and drops them hints as to who he is. Or I now know it's a he, because their question that they asked before was, are you a male or are you a female? And it was like, no. But because they knew that I was going to be a guest on the show, they were like, and because Daniel Brewer's on the show tonight, I wanted to say, where I'm also a fan of Dubious Intent, and I am not Daniel Brewer or Adam Burns. So what does that leave? Like six people?
We're the only fans of Dubious Intent.
I know. I was going to say, that leaves like literally six people. So it's got to be figured it out. You know,
you were a fan of Dubious Intent, and you lost your co-hosts, and I was a fan of Dubious Intent, and I was like, you know, I really want to listen to more Dubious Intent. So the only way to do it is to just do it with you.
You know, the other the weird thing is that the Greeting from Nowhere folks are really nice. Christina and Nicole and Christina and Nicole and the other one.
Host number three.
No, why don't I know this? Oh God, don't edit this out. I really am very, very sorry. I'm just drawing a blank, and I shouldn't be drawing a blank.
I can't help you. As much as I would like to pretend, I don't know, so it would make me look just
TJ.
As bad as... Yes.
TJ. Anyway.
Oh, wait. She came to Pride 48.
Yes. Oh, I know. Wow. That's what I'm saying. The thing was is that Nicole and Christina were... They had both of their icons were up on the Skype, and TJ's wasn't. And so I heard her, so I wasn't seeing her, but I was hearing her and talking to her. Anyway, I'm sorry, TJ. I didn't mean to forget your name. Anyway, here's the thing. They use Skype. And it was just like one of those things when they told me, it's like, oh, yeah, you can look us up. You know, I had to go download and install Skype. It's like they might as well have said, you know, well, we'll use this rotary phone over here to dial it. And it's like, it just felt so antiquated and like weird to use Skype.
See, what you have to do, Daniel, is you have to pick up your phone and you know, on the party line, you have to get the operator on the line and say,
horrible.
Can you connect me to 229? Sarah. What was it back in the old days?
Sarah, can you connect me up to the Greetings from Nowhere, folks? So I had to install. I was smart though. I set a restore point before I installed Skype, and then restored back to so that it got all of the Skype droppings out of my system. Because I just really, really hate Skype.
I think the Skype audio is better than the Google Hangout audio.
Have you not listened to any of the Twitch shows lately?
Well, they've been having problems lately, but a lot of
Skype has been, everything is having problems now.
So in the chat room, Kratos is saying, TJ the number one creamy of cocktails and cream cock puffs and cream tails?
I believe so. Yes, I believe so.
Wow, I haven't heard that one. And that's a hard one to say too.
Cock puffs and cream tails?
Cock puffs and cream tails.
We could sing it.
It doesn't flow from the tongue.
Anyway, when you get a chance, go check out visitnowhere.com. They haven't posted the show yet, but you can still listen to the show that's there. I mean, but my show's not posted.
When did you record?
Just this past Monday, April Fool's Day. Oh my God, maybe it was an April Fool's joke. Maybe they have no intention of ever releasing it.
So I'm not the only one that waits a couple of days before I post a show.
I, you know, Robert doesn't listen to our show. So I was going to play him the birthday greeting from Vera Charles.
Yes.
And then right before the show, I go to our website and click on play. And you had not yet posted the show on the website.
No, most of our downloads come from the feed. And if I'm in a hurry, I just upload it to the, you know, I do the feed
right.
stuff. And
so
then do the website
I played
later.
Him and it was basically you going, as long as I get my tune back. Or whatever the
right. Fuck you, do you even listen anymore?
Do I listen to what?
To the show.
I do. I listen to it because I listened to the birthday episode the day it posted, only because I was so moved
full of
by
yourself.
All the phone. No, I was moved by all the phone calls and everything that I wanted to make sure that I heard them again, that I didn't miss anything. So again, a very huge thank you to Vera Charles, Donna Sugars, and Big Fatty for sending in their recordings. Their little bits that they did, as well as all of the other folks who called in. And I don't want to name them all because I'll miss somebody, but I remember George in Atlanta and Kevin and all my nephews. And
I'll let everyone look behind the curtain a little bit. I requested those people give me segments or give me little things because I wanted to do, how I met Daniel or some, and I wanted to make it really sappy and almost like it was a eulogy sort of thing, mm-hmm. And George admitted, he's like, I just couldn't think of anything funny. He's like, so I just made it a regular exactly. phone call. So right. that's why I hope I didn't offend George, but I put him with the regular phone calls because self-admittedly,
it was a wonderful, I thank so much to everyone who called in and wished me a happy birthday.
He was just too sincere. That's what
it
was.
So Robert was out of town on my birthday, right? And Steven made me basically eat my dinner alone. And I went to the Foxwood Casinos that Saturday. And I went there with the expressed purpose of teaching my coworker how to play craps.
Okay.
So I went there. We both started.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Is that the one where it's this big, long table?
Yes.
And you roll the dice and you throw it on the table and you say seven, 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 or whatever.
No, you don't. You don't want a seven.
Okay.
Other than
six.
The opening roll. Yeah. Anything.
No seven. No whammy.
Right. All right. So I went there. All right. And so he'd never played craps before. So I'd started teaching him in the office, like with a little Android app, like explaining to him how to play the game. Because craps is an awesome computer programming game because it is basically recursive, right? It's a recursive game that... if you wanted to explain to someone how a recursive function works, craps is the best analogy for it. So we went and I taught him how to play in the office. And so we got there to the table. He was too nervous. So he finally put his $100 down and got his chips and we started playing and everything. Like 30 minutes later, he's turning around to his girlfriend and handing her like the $200 winnings that he had. And he's like, no, put that in your purse. Just bank that. And he still had another $200 in front of him. And then he only played for like another 15 minutes or so before we had to go upstairs to get ready to go to dinner for the birthday dinner thing and whatever. So at the end of like our little 45-minute jaunt there, he was up $385. And I think I was up $270. I was actually up 300, but I tipped $30 because I won $300. So that would be selfish of me not to tip. So that's not like, we both walked there with $100 and walked away with $300. It's like on top of what we started with, he was up $385 and I was up two something. And by the end of the evening, it was a good evening. By the end of the evening, I was up gross like $500 and net $380 because I put out about $120 in drink, food, and tips. So I basically had all the money that I started with. I had won $500, but then I spent $120 of the winnings. And so I walked away with $380 in my pocket. So it was a good night.
Well, you have pretty good luck when it comes to, seems like both years at Pride 48, you've been ahead by the end of the weekend. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, I know. That is because I have a system.
Okay. And you
gambling,
also
gambling is a slow burn. Gambling is not a you never like in craps, you never bet the sucker bets, right? The hard six, the hard eight, and all that crap. Those are all great when you hit and whatever, but those are long shots and they're not conducive to an evening of playing.
Whereas me, I was trying to follow in your footsteps. I was in the airport. I was like, oh damn it, I haven't gambled. I'm just gonna play the slot machine here. And I sit down and I waste $20, nothing, not a damn thing. I walk away from the machine.
And
the
some guy little in the old
next
lady
machine next to me. Ding, 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 all this money and everything, and people like gathered around him because he's like hit the jackpot at the airport. Not me.
Yes.
You not also me. Seem to have a lot of straight. Is this a straight male coworker?
Yes. Yes.
So you seem to have a lot of straight friends.
Yes.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. I just noticed that about you. They tend to glom onto you for some reason.
I'm a very personable man. Thank you very much. Why would I not have straight friends? No, it's coworkers. You know, I get along with my coworkers.
It's because you're so manly. And they're like, Daniel, no, we can't even believe you're a homo.
I mean, let's put it this way. I've been married for 9 years. So, you know, my choices in friends are either straight people or other married couples. And we don't know that many other married couples. So,
well, I have this one. So I'm assuming this guy is straight, but it's really strange. I don't know if it's strange to me or what, but there's this guy at work and he's married.
Yes.
And he's, so I assume he's straight. I don't know. But, and he's younger than I am, but he, nowadays, he comes up to my desk almost on a daily basis and just starts chatting. And it's just strange to me that this straight married man like comes up to my desk and wants to ask me, you know, what I've done on the computer recently and how I'm liking this or that or what's my opinion of this. And
yeah.
I don't know. No, it's not the beginning of a... Is that a porno that you're... I can't see that.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And you know
what else? Then what does he do?
Well, he asks me Excel questions.
Yeah. Oh.
So maybe. Excel. So
does he
today,
ask you? Does he ask you about how to use his macro?
Today he was asking me about count if statements.
Ooh, count if statements.
Yeah, he wanted to combine multiple count if statements.
Oh, multiple count ifs are the best.
And I gave him at least two before we were done.
All right.
No, see, I don't
if
know.
You
I
just, if you did that, then maybe you'd have more more straight coworker friends.
Well, you know, I think the reason it's strange to me is because, and I know there are going to be of the millions of people in the chat room, they're already calling me names and saying that I'm wrong. And right. Molson is a straight man, and he was all offended. Sorry, Molson.
Yes.
Anyway, but
he'll be happy to know that that was the theme song to Spider Pussy.
Alrighty. That makes me think of a spider crawling out of a... I don't... Anyway. So...
She's so, got eight legs.
I'm sure there are going to be some Southern people that disagree with me, but I'm from the South, and in the South, where people are not as open to gayness, and I'm sure it's different nowadays with the younger crowd.
Uh-huh.
But
right, yes.
When I was growing up and in college and you know, even recently in the South, it is not as accepted. So for a straight man to be friend, you know, to come up and like make conversation and be friends with a gay man is less likely to happen right. in the South.
What so happened? I think I can explain it. It's a certain age thing, right? You're not at the age yet. Once your straight coworkers, you know, that are around your age, because you tend to gravitate towards people that are your own age and whatever, you know, and friend within, you know, plus or minus 10 years or so at work. And so most of my straight friends have kids. And I think this explains it, is this right
here. We're making some fruit salad. Everybody's helping. Barry, what are you up to?
Anthony, I've got some grapes to put in the fruit salad bowl.
And Paul the cook?
Well, I'm mixing up all the fruit in this bowl.
Greg.
Anthony, I'm chopping up some melon.
And Jeff, what are you doing over there?
I peel a banana.
Beauty, mate. Well, you might like to make your own fruit salad at home. Just make sure you use a plastic knife, and you might like to have a grown-up round to help you as well.
I love how what I have, hasn't
have
even
to
gotten,
do with...
hasn't, it's a song by the Wiggles called Fruit Salad. See, and it's conditioned the straight people They're so used to just leaving these obviously gay men to babysit their children on TV that they're appreciative of it. And then they look for gay friends because they're like, oh, you're like those people that we leave our kids with every day.
And I don't even announce that I'm gay, but I know that everyone knows.
Oh, honey, you don't have to announce.
I mean, it's not, I don't think I'm flamboyant or anything like that. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with that, Donna.
Not that
Sugars.
There's anything wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that at all. Uh-huh. But yeah, so that's it. He comes up to me. So there was one thing I wanted to mention in our little chat segment.
Yes, yes.
I don't know if I've ever mentioned this before. First of all, I want to make I want to make an admission here. Hello, I'm Adam, and I am jealous of a 15-year-old trumpet player.
You're jealous of a 15-year-old Dizzy Gillespie?
No. And not only is he a really good trumpet player and probably going to attend Juilliard or somewhere like that when he gets out of high school, he also is super hot. Now, he's 15. I would never do anything, but he's like super twinkie hot. Anyway, but he annoys the fuck out of me. Like, he is one of those, and this is going to be one of those boring things, because if you're not a trumpet player, you don't understand. But trumpet players and sopranos all, you know, this is a perfect example, because trumpet players are notorious for wanting to play high notes.
That would have been a double high C that you
put
there.
And I was always a really good trumpet player, made all state, made first band, first chair, this and that. I was like third chair in college out of everyone. It was my major, but I never had an incredible range. Well, this boy has a really good range, especially for his age, better than any of the other trumpet players in church orchestra or whatever. And I feel a twinge of jealousy because you know why? Because of his range, he gets all the attention.
He gets all the attention
from everyone. I don't care how.
Actually, there is a video on your YouTube account of you trying to duplicate that. Do you want to hear that?
There is not.
There is. Here is Adam tries to hit double high C on his trumpet.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that one.
It's never not funny. I'm sorry. It's never not funny.
So I just want to admit, first of all, I made a decision to pursue something else as a career.
Yes.
I had potential to go on and be very, very, very good.
I think we've covered this before, or maybe I've talked about this somewhere else. It's one of those things that if you're a trumpet player, there is a very few places in the world that you could live where it's a viable profession to be a trumpet player, right?
Right.
Like you could live in Florida, like in Central Florida, and you could be a trumpet player, right? Disney is there. The theme parks are there. They have marching bands, you know, that are employed at Disney Band that, you know, they have little brass bands that will go around in different parks and play. They also have studio musicians there. You could be a trumpet player in LA or someplace that has studio musicians, right? Or in Nashville where there's studio musicians and stuff. But barring that, if you live, you know, in let's say New Haven, Connecticut, there's not a lot of, you know, gigs as a trumpet player. Right. That's just not a thing.
Right. And the first and the last couple of things I'm going to say is the first parts are always more fun to play.
I'm trying to say that that's probably had a lot to do with your decision to not become a professional trumpet player.
And I didn't want to have to practice 5 or 6 hours a day. But anyway, so because I get bored with things if I have to do them too
much. But I've always heard from the award shows it has nothing to do with them practicing. It all has to do with Jesus.
No. Well, trumpet play. Really?
Yeah, because they always thank Jesus for...
I guess I didn't pray hard enough. But anyway, first part is always fun to play. In church orchestra, we were always very democratic, and we shared first parts, and we like, you know, would you like to play in this? He steals first parts. I missed 2 rehearsals. I had already taken first part on a song. I come in the next rehearsal, and he goes, Miss Julie said I could have first part since you weren't here for a couple of rehearsals.
Miss Julie?
She's
what
the
is,
orchestra...
What is
he's 15. She's the orchestra leader. And then we already had 3 trumpet players, and there are only ever 3 parts, and it's a very small orchestra pit. And now he brings his friend from high school, and now it's really crowded, and we have 4. I'm so annoyed. But I'm admitting it, that there's jealousy. I can't read that. It's completely blown out. Robert, I know he can't hear me.
Oh,
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, Robert is holding up a sign that says, thank you, Jesus. I'm sorry, anyway. I was just playing a little bit of trumpet music over there.
I want to know, so Molson types in the chat room, I ate blueberry mini wheats for dinner. And then he says, sorry, wrong chat room. And I'm wondering what kind of perverted chat room he's in. It's like, so what did you eat for breakfast or dinner? Well, I ate blueberry mini wheats for dinner.
I don't even know what they are.
I don't know either, but it just sounds, you know, he's in some other chat room, you know.
I knew mini wheat cereal, blueberry muffins taste so good, and these taste like those muffins should.
They're lightly frosted, so they're sweet, and high five birthdays to whole wheat. No mini wheats, blueberry muffin flavor. Mini wheats, cereal, mini wheats.
That would have been better with the goat, actually.
I know. I should have had the goat there. I feel
much better now that I've gotten that off of my chest. Thank you all for listening to me. The only other thing I've done this week is we went to another restaurant. It was a French bistro this time, and it was pretty good, but I don't have anything. There was a very interestingly enough, Mark and I walk in at like 8:30 at night on a Saturday, and there's a big old table, a group of homos in Northwest Arkansas having a homo dinner.
Give me some blueberry mini wheats. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I offended Molson. He's leaving now.
Or he has a life.
It could be. He needs a second dose of blueberry mini wheats.
Right.
A second helping.
Right. Thank you, Molson. Thank you for stopping by. We appreciate it. Let's see. I got nothing.
So any other than the casino, did you do anything else interesting this week?
Not really. So I went to the casino. I did. Now you're going to interrupt me again.
No, I'm going to ask you a question. Did the guy get fired?
Did the guy get fired?
We all want to know.
I don't remember which guy.
Well, oh, there are multiple guys that you want to. The programmer who started.
Yes. Oh, God. Yes. Yes. He got fired. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And
it's one of those things.
That.
Here's the thing. I think I covered this, right? And because it was my birthday last week, we didn't talk about it then. But I think did I use the analogy that programmers are like chefs? Did I use that analogy?
Yes, you did.
Okay, good. Well, yeah. So that was the whole thing, right? You know, the guy like put everything on his resume, like, oh yeah, I'm great at doing this, this, and this. And then we had the interview, and you know, he answered what he thought. You know, he used the words that he was supposed to be using, but then in practice, he had no idea what the hell he was doing. What is that disgusted look on your face? What are you?
Oh my lord!
At?
Did you look at the picture that someone posted about 10-15 minutes ago in the chat room?
No.
It's not the most recent one. It's the one before that. It's an animated GIF or GIF or however you...
And you wonder why Molson left the chat room.
I don't even know what brought that on. I don't even know what. All he needs is that goat.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's
That thing just keeps coming out. I mean, think, when's it going to end?
Probably had some blueberry muffins. Anyway, where are we at? We have nothing here in the discussion, but we have no tech stories. Which, by the way, I have a tech question for you.
Do you want to play the tech?
We might as well, because it will kill some time. What do we have? We have 20 minutes left. So might as well do this to kill some time. This is just a shit show tonight. I'm just going to say that right now. We are just, we have no point to this. I don't know where it's at, though. My cat is very upset. Let's try this.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, chart it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it.
DA Plus Technology segment brought to you by...
Check it, quick, rewrite it, plug it, play it,
burn. Really disgusting animated GIFs. If you want Adam to have a weird look on his face, you should show him a really disgusting animated.
Where do people keep that stuff? I mean, there was not enough room inside of him.
All right. So here's the thing that I wanted to ask you, Adam, is you have made reference before that you wanted to write a Windows 8 app.
You are really pressuring me about this. Yes, I do.
And what did I? How am I pressuring you?
You've brought this up like 5 million times. You really
no,
want me
I was
to
saying that
they
no, I'm saying that they're offering $100 per app right now and whatever. And today I saw on one of the websites that I often frequent, on the visualstudiomagazine.com, there was an article there about, you know, because you wanted to do it in JavaScript and HTML5. And there was like pretty much like a basic walkthrough on how you could do it there in HTML5 and JavaScript. So, but never mind. I guess since
what
it offends
your,
you.
Well, no, what was your question? Because you had a question. You said,
well,
I had a tech
you done
question.
It? Well, yeah. Have you done it? Have you taken a shot at it yet?
I have not done it yet. Like I said previously, I have installed the SDK, the stuff.
Yes.
And I've gotten my developer license key thing.
Yes.
And that probably has expired again. So I'll probably have to go renew that.
Yes.
But I still have the stuff on my computer, so I do have every intention of writing something.
Well, good news for you. Update 2 of Visual Studio 2012 was just released today, April 4th. So that there was actually a new update to Visual Studio 2012 today, which is, you know, update 2. The product's only been out for like 6 months. So that's, they're keeping to their commitment of keeping it nice and updated. It adds actually a lot of in performance and improvements there. Additionally, Web Matrix 3 is going to be released soon, like within the next week. So right now, if you're using their scaled back Web Matrix product to do HTML, CSS, JavaScript programming on websites, there is a new update to that coming out within the next couple of weeks. And if you were trying to go to the Build conference, I'm sorry, it sold out in like, you know, an hour. So no Build conference there.
Well, I keep saying that I'm going to do that, and I am. Although I wonder, you know, it was my plan. See, my plan was what I would do is I would start writing apps, and I would write one that really takes off, and it would make millions of dollars.
Millions of dollars,
and then
yes.
I could retire early,
right,
and travel on all yes. that money that I make on that app.
Right.
You know, there's that Lisa Betney woman who was a photographer. She didn't even write the app. She like
didn't
created some
even
kind of phone.
Write it.
It wasn't Windows. It was Android or iPhone or something. Right. Made millions of dollars. That's all she would ever have to do.
There you go.
But,
I
don't know if I'm going to make millions on a Windows 8 app.
Well, did you think about making a Windows 8 app that just does, you know... Just like plays that on a loop.
Well, I think, you know, I could combine that with count if statements in
right.
a Windows 8 app. I think it would be perfect. Maybe that animated GIF.
I think you should combine the three of those. The count if statement, the disgusting animated GIF, and the Whitney Houston with a goat.
Exactly. I think that's the formula.
That right there, ladies and gentlemen, that's what we like to call a $1 million idea.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick rewrite.
The new.
Hey, it worked the first time this time.
I know.
That's the first time it's done that in like 3 weeks.
Just as a curiosity question, do we have birthdays tonight? I just need to know whether I have to have the music queued up.
We do have birthdays this week.
Gotcha. Excellent. Go ahead. Carry on.
I can't put them in the Trello because then
there have been weeks where I have had the birthday music queued and started to play it, and then you're like, oh, I don't have any.
All right.
I just wanted to, yeah.
Well, I got you. I got this one.
Maybe if what you should do is on the weeks that there are birthdays to do, you should wear a birthday hat. Since I can see you, you should just have a birthday hat on.
So I put a link to this story in the chat room, and the only reason I did is because this guy is hot. Okay. So meet Eric, 22, who lives life as a merman, swimming underwater in Florida Springs, wearing a latex tail, despite wide-eyed stares from local fishermen.
Uh-huh.
When Eric slips into his handmade fin to explore the crystal clear waters of Florida's natural springs as a merman, he says he's mentally transported as well. So is the unique eye-catching life of this Florida man who says he eats, sleeps, and breathes mermaids while physically looking and acting like one as often as time allows. Quote, it's a lifestyle, it's a path in life that I have chosen, says the 22-year-old from Crystal River, who's one of the latest characters to appear on TLC's My Crazy Obsession.
Yep. So basically, he's figured out how to just turn this into, you know, he's basically turned being a model and sewing into a career without being a drag queen.
Basically, but there are pictures of him actually swimming underwater in this thing.
Yeah.
Do
me a favor. I'm from Florida, so I know this, and I just kind of assume everyone, are you unfamiliar with Wikiwachi?
I do not know what that is.
Okay. Wikiwachi is a town in Florida, and its claim to fame back in the 1950s when everyone had roadside attractions, you know, when we first built the interstate system and everyone had roadside attractions. Wikiwachi Springs, their big claim to fame was the mermaid show. They had a mermaid show at Wikiwachi. I'm now going to post the website there in the chat room. It is wikiwachi.com. So wikiwachie.com. That is the town in Florida. And they have like this weird amphitheater that is right under the water. These are all spring-fed lakes, you know, like, and the water is just crystal clear. So what they do is they build this little underwater theater with glass, and then you watch out into the crystal clear water, these, you know, people that do a little mermaid show with music, and they have these little air hoses that they breathe through. And it's really cheesy, and it's been around, since the 50s. And that's basically all the guy was doing. It's just, he's from that area. He, you know, probably
Well, maybe he's in the show. You know, there's a link on here that says mermaids. Maybe they have a mermaid roster.
Yes, they do.
So meet, let's see who we have. We have Mermaid Marcy.
What do we know about Mermaid Marcy?
Well, Mermaid Marcy, let's see what it says. Her favorite movie is Ever After.
Ooh,
her favorite TV show is Once Upon a Time.
Uh-huh.
Her favorite holiday is Halloween.
Uh-huh.
Her workout is Zumba.
Oh, no, scroll down. They don't have mermen. They have princes. So there's Prince Dennis and there's Prince Wyatt.
See, I think this guy should be one of these princes.
Maybe he is. Maybe,
you know,
maybe he wasn't happy with just being a prince. He wanted to be one of the mermaids.
Maybe,
and
so.
That was his unnatural, I don't know, whatever, move along. What's the next?
I mean, maybe this whole thing is he's campaigning to be added to this show.
Right.
All right.
There's a Prince James too.
In Greenwood, South Carolina, police in that city said they arrested a man who allegedly admitted to pawning his wedding ring to pay a prostitute. The Greenwood Police Department said an officer pulled over a vehicle in an area known to be frequented by prostitutes and drug dealers, and the female passenger, Rhonda Kelly, who was 41 years old, by the way, was recognized from previous prostitution arrest, WYFF-TV Greenville, South Carolina, reported on Thursday. The driver, Marvin Holmes, who is 33, allegedly told the officer he decided to pick up a prostitute because he was having some problems with his wife. The police report, he told the officer he and Kelly had gone to Apache Pawn, where they pawned his wedding ring for $20.
For $20?
For $20. So Holmes was charged with solicitation.
Wait. So A, his wedding ring is only worth $20. B, what quality prostitute are you really going to get for $20?
Look, he was going to the wrong part of town. If he'd have gone to the McDonald's across the street, he would have had sex in exchange for chicken McNuggets.
He could have had sex. Yeah, whatever. For chicken.
And that's a lot less than he could have had like 5 BJs for that one wedding ring.
I'm so glad you helped me get to the fiesta today. You know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta!
Yay!
So let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish. Ready?
DI Plus birthday segment brought to you by we don't have sponsor. Didn't we have a thing once where we told people you could just like basically if you wanted to sponsor a segment you could just do it, and nobody ever did?
Yes, we did.
I think Big Silly Homo did once, but you know.
Anybody that wants to do that, we are very popular amongst DI Plus listeners. Right. So if that is in your demographic,
right? All right, hit me with the birthdays. We only got 5 minutes left. Hit me with the birthdays. Is this Sex in the City?
No, it's a BBC talk show.
BBC talk show. All right, you got me there because I don't...
BBC America.
Mr. Mike in the chat room knows. The only show I watch on BBC America is Doctor Who, so I don't know.
All right, so this is a BBC America show. It's the Graham Norton show.
The Graham Norton show. Okay.
And the guy is indeed...
Graham Norton.
Graham Norton is turning 50 years old, or actually has turned
50 years.
So you don't know who that is? See, I thought you would know.
I do know. I know who Graham Norton is. I just don't watch this. I don't recognize the theme song.
Okay. Well, happy birthday, Graham Norton. You don't look a day over 55. So here we go.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling.
Kelsey Grammer.
It's not Kelsey Grammer.
Then John Mahoney.
No.
Then Nigel. Niles, and I can't think of his name. Niles is David Hyde Pierce.
Yes, it is David Hyde Pierce. It wasn't.
I'm just saying. I think we've done this. Now I'm having flashbacks to this from like last year.
David Hyde Pierce is 50. You know, people have birthdays every year. There are only
so
many.
I know, but other people have birthdays. You didn't even pull out Mariah Carey last week. I'm just saying.
I was preparing for your birthday, and I completely missed it. Anyway, David Hyde Pierce is 54 years old.
54 years young.
Today. Now, you have to get this one just based on the voice, because I didn't get a theme song, so here you go.
Right, go for it.
You know, honestly, personally... I have never had more fun watching a debate in my entire life. When we got off the air last night,
Rachel Maddow.
Somebody sent me a note that there had been a big.
It is. It's Rachel Maddow.
And she is, let me guess, she is 40.
Rachel Maddow, let me look at my spreadsheet, is 40 years old.
She had the big 4-0 this week.
On the 1st, so on Monday.
April 1st, yep.
So those are your birthdays.
Oh, wait, no warning there whatsoever. Like, oh, well, here you got one more, whatever.
I'm only allowed to do three.
My coworker, Mohammed Naveed, his birthday is tomorrow.
Oh, well, happy birthday, Mohammed.
I don't know what's going on with my music. Wow, there is best produced show.
There's what?
We just got major Skype-y issues here. And we don't use Skype, but I'm just saying there was some.
Oh, well.
It was. I'm sure it will come out fine in the show, but it was like it's hard to hear there. Anyway, maybe you should put that song in the Dropbox and I'll just play it.
I could, if you'd like.
Because I would know when the birthday is. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Carry on. It is now time for our contact, and let's just go and see who we have heard from this week. Who have we heard from this week, Adam?
Well, Kratos.
We have heard from Kratos. Let's listen to what he has to say. No, wait, hold on a second. I've got a thing on this channel that's not working right. Let's try that one more time.
Adam and Daniel, this is the wonderful, awesome, gorgeous, incredible Kratos 77.
Apparently calling from a wind tunnel.
I hope the two of you are doing well.
Yes.
I'm a certain man. I don't know if the two of you heard about this, but Richard Griffiths.
Richard who?
I think that's how you say it. Griffith. Yeah. Anyway,
from Harry Potter.
The guy who played Uncle Vernon
on Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Yes.
He died on Thursday.
Aw.
And unfortunately, he did not rise from the dead 3 days later. Sad.
Okay.
That's all for now.
Because he was Jesus.
Bye.
Yeah. Good
Actually,
Lord.
He was from the Harry Potter thing, but I think I will always remember him best from the pilot episode of Episodes on Showtime, where he was playing the part of a school dude of what do they call those boarding schools for like the headmaster of a boarding school. It was a very funny role that he played there.
I have never seen that show.
Episodes with
I don't get those premium channels.
Yeah, Matt LeBlanc, excellent show. You know what? Kratos called back. I wonder if he's still in the same wind tunnel. Let's find out.
Hello again, Adam and Daniel.
I think he stepped inside.
Kratos77 calling again.
Yes.
Because I know it just fills your heart with joy hearing the sound of my voice.
It does.
My wonderful, beautiful, heavenly voice. Well, okay, maybe it's not heavenly, but whatever.
Right.
Anyway, I have a question.
Oh, we like questions.
From both of you.
Yes.
And I'd like to hear your reply.
Okay.
But first.
First.
Quick story.
Oh.
A sponsor.
Okay. Two dudes live next to each other. One raises chickens, the other hates chickens. One day, a rooster breaks through the fence into the yard of the guy who hates chickens and lays an egg.
Yes.
The guy who hates chickens says the egg belongs to him because it was laid in his yard.
Yes.
The guy who raises chickens says the egg belongs to him because it was laid for his chicken.
Yes.
Who does the egg belong to? That's it.
That's it. That's the wait. I think I missed a piece here. Hold on.
Did he hang up?
These two dudes live next to each other. One raises chickens. The other hates chickens.
All right. There's two dudes that live next to each other. The question is going to be whose egg is it? All right. So let's see. So there's two dudes that live next to each other. One likes chickens. One hates chickens.
One day, a rooster breaks through the fence into the yard of the guy who hates chickens and lays an egg.
Right.
The guy who hates chickens
says
the egg belongs to him because it was laid in his yard.
Yes.
The guy who raises chickens says the egg belongs to him because it was laid for his chicken.
Yes.
Who does the egg belong to?
Pause it.
Pause it.
All right. Kratos, I'm sure this is a where did you bury the survivors question. Because a rooster doesn't lay eggs.
Thank you. I was going to say that. Yeah. He tried to sneak that past us there.
But you called it a chicken later in the story incorrectly.
No.
Wait, are they both chickens?
No.
Is it a rooster and a hen? Is a chicken?
Yeah. Well, they're both chickens. Yes. But a rooster is a male chicken. A hen is a female chicken.
All right. Well, anyway. Yeah.
There you go. You have to get up pretty early in the morning, Kratos, to pull one over on us.
I'm an automated QA engineer.
And Adam would prefer it if you woke up early in the morning just by rolling over and pulling one over on him. Ah, see, I called you a slut. Anyway, thank you, Kratos.
Was there more to that call?
No, that was the question.
Oh, okay.
That was it. So, and you know what it was? Is that I have nephews, and they always tricked me with those questions growing up, because they'd be like, Uncle Danny, is it 6 and 7 are 14 or 6 and 7 is 14? And then you would get into a big, long conversation about the proper grammatical usage, and then you would basically tell them, and then they would go, nah, 6 and 7 is 13. Anyway.
What I was going to say before I realized it was a rooster.
Yes.
Is you hard boil it and then just cut it in half.
Right. Thank you, King Solomon.
Right.
All right. Let's move on to the next voicemail here. This is from Scotty in Australia.
I wonder if he's masturbating.
He could be. Let's find out.
Happy birthday, Daniel, again.
Yes.
Hope you had a good birthday.
I did.
A week ago.
I won money.
Just in case Adam really has deleted my birthday message that I left about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
He did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
He did.
I thought I would ring and leave another message. Okay, this is Scotty. Bye.
It's not my fault that he was late.
The hell is going on behind him?
I don't know.
It's like some kind of TV going there or something.
Must be. He's either masturbating or watching TV all the time.
We'll get a copyright takedown notice now because he like played some kind of TV thing there in the background.
You know, Scotty he must be our number one fan because the second I released the show,
Yes.
There are Twitter comments about the show. I mean, it's like immediately. I mean,
well, and, he is from the future.
You know, I don't know how long exactly how long that show was. It was about 55 minutes, something like that.
Yes.
At 53 minutes after I click the submit button or whatever to post the show, there's a tweet going, there's 2 minutes left in the show and I don't hear my voicemail yet.
Right. All right. So we got to wrap up because it's getting noisy here. So let's final voicemail here. Here we go.
Hello, boys. It's Kyron Hoy. I'm calling for a apology. Happy belated birthday to Daniel.
Oh, thank you,
Daniel Bieber, or Daniel Bieber.
Yeah, with, either
one. Fatty's coined your name of the day. I love the show. I want to personally thank you both, Adam and Daniel, for making Pride 48 such a success. The website, chat room, the events. I've been following the Pride 48 events for 3 years now.
And you're coming to Vegas this year, right?
Anyway, I'd just like to thank you guys both for making that possible. I love the show. You guys take care. And once again, happy belated birthday, Daniel.
Why, thank you, Kyle. That's Kyle from Hawaii, the Pineapple Princess.
I don't know if I've ever seen a picture of him or not, but I hear he's hot. Thank you, Kyle.
Why, not I'm that sure it matters. You've seen a picture of it. He's sent pictures of himself before.
He probably has. Yeah. I'm sure you were memorable, Kyle.
He's our listeners, so that makes
look,
sense.
Look, I saw
definition.
A sexy merman today, and you know, sorry, I know you're hot.
Let's take a look there you go, another gif in the chat room there. That's Kyle in Hawaii doing squats.
I don't oh wow, I'm sure, I don't know if that is, but I think he'd be happy with that if you know, I'm sure he would not mind at all us thinking that was him.
I'm getting tired of the spider pussy theme. Let me switch to this one. It's called Special Delivery.
Wait, I have to play something.
A relaxed ass is a happy ass, but if it's a tight and unrelaxed ass, it's an unhappy ass.
You know, I know what you do all the time when you say you're busy. If you've got porn that readily available there.
It's not porn. I'm going to send you this link. All I did was I went to YouTube and I typed in porno music. There, I just put the link in the chat room. There's not even any pictures with
it. It's fine.
It's just a YouTube collection playlist of porn music.
Oh, okay. Well, Kyle, I don't think of you as a porn star, but thank you so much for your call. And thank all of you for your calls this week.
3, 2, 1. Yes. Thank you very much. And for each and every one of you. Excellent. And now Kratos is saying, what about the email? Do we have email this week? Did we skip over that? Because I did not get anything in my email box. Did you?
I did not see any. Oh, wait.
This is it.
Daniel. Happy falling out of the vagina day, turnip head.
Okay.
And I forgot that one last week. If there was a message from Kratos, I do not have it.
I got an email from Kathy Marshall, but she always becomes mortified when I read her emails on the show. But I'm going to read it anyway.
I did get an email from
It says, Dear Daniel, I hope I'm the first to wish you a happy belated birthday. Everyone else probably remembered to send you birthday greetings on time, but I'm pretty early with the belated greetings.
Wait. I know, but he's in the chat room and I am so forgetful.
What did you miss? What did you
do? Well, remember last week when I said I got an email from Kratos, but I don't know if he wanted me to read it.
Yes.
But
then I thought you read it.
No, I didn't read it.
Oh, well then read it.
Here it is. Because his email address is not Kratos. This is Kratos77. I just wanted to say, hey, and I love your show. I always look forward to the next one, like a drug addict looking for his next fix.
And he's going to be crashing hard because this show tonight sucked.
I've been listening to you, good sir, since the Adam and Maddie show. That was the first podcast that I ever listened to. I'm sorry. That was from me, not him. I hope you're doing well, and I wish you the best always. Love always and kisses and blowjobs, Kratos77. I added that last part.
I never would have guessed that you would have added that last part.
Well, Kratos, I am so happy that you've been listening for that long.
I I am gratified that he listened. Are you coming to Vegas, Kratos? Because I'm sure that'll be Adam's next thing.
Are you hot?
Start stalking you. I knew that was coming. Are you going to Vegas? Are you hot? Can I stalk you? That's all the kind of things.
I do not. Well, his last two digits of his name is 77, which means he must be 35.
Right.
So he could be hot at 35.
I would like to point out that George Kennedy was in Airport 77.
It's entirely possible.
And he's older than 35. It's entirely possible what?
To be hot at 35.
Yeah. I'm not disagreeing with that. I don't know why was that even a question.
Anyway, that's it. Sorry, Kratos. He says,
well, no. And I don't know if he's answering. Well, he's not going to Vegas or...
No, he's not hot.
No, he's saying, I am not yet that old. See, he's not even 35.
Oh.
Maybe he just...
I like him young.
Alliteration of you like them young. You're just trying to get us into trouble.
No, I don't mean that young. I don't know what you're talking about. Right. Anyway,
I remember you when you were 16. Of course, your face was in a pillow. DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line. 2x2 DI Plus. That's 229-234-7587. Tonight's show has been brought to you by Sticky Buttons. When you want to push a button and then wait 5 seconds for something to happen, don't forget to check them out at stickybuttons.com.
If you don't call attention to it, I just edit it out.
I know. The algorithm would actually, that's why I didn't call attention to it, but that's all right. The people that are listening at home will just remember, folks, if you can't listen to Pride 48 on the regular devices, go to the Pride 48 website. Hopefully all of the regular places will get updated with the new stuff soon. So
the links at the top right.
That's right. Oh, and we may switch nights coming up soon, but only
we'll
for a little
notify.
While. And yeah, we'll figure that out and whatever. Anyway, good night, Chet.
Good night, David.